The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Siman Tov Reish Chof Aleph, he brings from the Arizal, Kol Nishe Mitzayir Al Misas Bnei Aaron Oy Moirid Aleim Dmois Moichlin Loy Avinoisov Ubonov Einon Meisim B'Chayiv. It's brought down. Over here we have Acharei Moish Nei Bnei Aaron, that if he would star on Nisus Bnei Aaron, it's Mechilas Avoynis and Bonav Einon Meisim. The Achroinim Amasupik Shana this Morgan Avram. Does the Morgan Avram mean this Kavona of Mitzvah on Nisus Bnei Aaron is on Yom Kippur? Or it's a din Gan Siyar, whenever you think about it? Or maybe it's Dask if it's Taka Parshas Acharei Moish, Yesh Lachar, Parshas Acharei Moish now, Parshas Tazria, or it's a din Taka in Parshas Acharei Moish. I was also Masupik. It's Mitzvah on Nisus Bnei Aaron. We had this year, just now was the Shloishim of the Shrek Lecha Maisa that happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vatei Eish Milifnei Hashem, and seven children from the same Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sassoon, who were very close friends of mine. And it was Ma'ash HaMatzav of Vatei Eish Milifnei Hashem. It was the Kroy Vayakodesh of Tzadikim, She'en Lan Chet. The Shalom is that, if it's that Bechina also of Komi Shem, it's Tzair of the, has this Shaykh to the Morgan of Rome, or it's a Chasaka. It's Shaykh to the Indian. The Ma'ash Medrash says, it's a psik over here, Loma nismucha misa shnei b'nei aroin, the Parshas Yom Kippur, we're going out to the Yonam of the Parshas Yom Kippur, l'lamedcho shemisa tzadikim mechaperes k'mo Yom Kippur. Misa tzadikim is mechaper azoi b'Yom Kippur. Gemara says that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh was nifter, the Chazal, that nofal piskam in Shemaya, a pet that came down from Shemaya, kol mi shehoye ba'ashkafta, the Rebbe mezumen l'chayol olam haba. Whoever was by Rebbe's Levaya is Oichet Oilam Haba. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan explains, Vosep is Dafka by Rebbe's Levaya came down this petek that everyone's Oichet Oilam Haba. It's a call of Misa Tzadikim, but he said the Mordechai Gazak. It says Misa Tzadikim is a Levi Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, we know in the Gemara in Yuma, there's a machloikis. Whether Itzumo Shel Yoim is Mechaper, or no, it's only Mechaper with Tshuva. Shitas Rebbe is that Itzume Shel Yoim is Mechaper. Itzume Shel Yoim. Without Tshuva. And the Chacham say, no, it's only with Tshuva. Zot Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, the same thing, Misa Tzadikim. Misa Tzadikim is Mechaper like Yom Kippur. But if Yom Kippur is Mechaper only durch Tshuva, then Avada, the Indian of Misa Tzadikim also, is if you miss Oire from the Misa Tzadikim to come to Tshuva, you get that Tachin of Mechaper Kavai Yom Kippur. Of Rebbe Shitasod, Rebbe Shita is Itzume Shel Yoim is Mechaper. But Itzumo Yishol Rebbe's Levaya, Nofal Piskam in Shemaya, Rebbe Shitosta, Koyach HaTorah of his Shita. By his Levaya came out, Nofal Piskam in Shemaya, Kol Mi Shoye Vashkaf to the Rebbe, Mezuman L'chaya Elam Haba. Because L'Shitosta, the Itzumo Yishol Yoyim of the Levaya was Mechaba. The Pasuk says, Al Yoboi B'chol Eisa L'Kodesh, the Indian of going in, that the Kodin Godel goes, Mithnai V'Lithnim. It's brought down, Rav Shlomo Hainan brings from Rav Chaim Oizer, who brought B'Shem Rabbi Yisroel Salanter. That Chazal say, the Pasuk says, Yikorehi Mipninim, and Chazal Darshan, Yikorehi Mipninim, that the Torah is more Yokor, Mipninim, Mikoyim Godel Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. So, if you take the Koyim Godel Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, the Koyim Godel Shenichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim is the holiest person on the holiest day, on Yom Kippur, in the holiest place. That says Kedushas HaMokoyim, Shpitz Kedushas HaMokoyim, Kedushas HaZman, and Kedushas HaOdom. All three rolled up in one. On a dem state, Yekorahim Epninim, that someone that's sitting by a stand, they're learning up Shat, in a Rambam, in a Sugya, in Torah, Havon in Torah, that's Yekorahim Epninim. You have to know that. The stander is Kodesh Kadoshim. Someone told Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he went to the Koisel, he says, the Koisel is Kodesh, I'm sitting by the standard. It's Kodesh Kadosh. There's a Rambam in Hilchot Bias Mikdosh. The Rambam says, Kishem she'osu l'koyin, l'ikonis l'mikdosh m'nei ha-shichrus, that's what was learned out in the parasha by Mises ben Aaron. Kishem she'osu l'koyin, l'ikonis l'mikdosh m'nei ha-shichrus. Kach also l'chol odom bein koin bein Yisrael l'hoiros when he's a shikr. The Rambam says k'shem. As I the Mikdash, you can't go when you're shikr. Who then you can't give hoiro and toira when you're shikr? So I heard a murder that could chat. What does it mean k'shem? Because when a person is sitting and giving hoiro and toira, it's a bechina of Beis Hamikdash. You karehim t'nina. As though you can't go into the Beis Hamikdash b'shichrus, you can't do the hoiro b'shichrus. It's not a din of the hoiro. It's a din that the hoiro can't be b'shichrus. The Rambam brings this halacha not in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Hilchas Hoiro, in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. In Hilchas Bias Mikdash, say, Adoy B'Kashem in the Mikdash, Alein can't be B'Shikras. Also the Hoiro, because the Hoiro, when the person's giving the Hoiro, he's B'chinov in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's Kashem, it's the same gather, that it can't be B'Shikras. If you do it from the Goyim, the Stipler brings it, and a lot of Achmarim talk about this idea, the Stipler of Michas Peretz over here, on the Parsha. The Goyim, and there's a Smachtler from a Medrash, Al Yobi B'chol Eisel HaKoydesh, that Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol, could only go into the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur, but the Goyim explained this Medrash, it's not only on Yom Kippur. Any time the Kohen Gadol wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh Kadoshim, he can, if he does this Seder of the Avodah. If he does the Avodah Yom Kippur, B'zoyf Yavod, with the Ketoiris, with the Karbonis, with the Par, Farshtetich Mestama, he doesn't bring the Karbonis that are in Parshas Pinchas. If you know the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, there are Karbonis of the Moed of Yom Kippur, just like Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and all the Yom Tovim have Karbonis. Yom Kippur has a Seder Karbonis of Parshas Pinchas. Mestama, in the middle of Shvat, when you're doing this Bezois Yavoy, you don't bring the Karbonis of Parshas Pinchas, but you bring the Seder Avodah of the Karbonis that I mentioned here in Achrei Mois, and Bezois Yavoy. So Machloike, some say that this din was only for Aaron HaKoyin in 40 years in the Midbar. It wasn't the Midbar. Because the Indian is Bezois Yavi Be'onon. Be'onon. The 40 years in the Mikdah, in the Midbar, they were Kulay Toich Da'anonim. It was that Bechina. That's why it was allowed. But others explain, no, that it's even the Doiris. Bezois Yavi Aaron HaKoydesh. The Kohen Gadol can go in. So it's a Jusanta Maisa. You know, the Gemara says in Yuma, Dachnan Gimel, the Gemara says if a person goes on Yom Kippur and he brings in the Ketoiris, Chisar achas misama moneo. So you chayiv misa. Chisar, if you went and brought the keteres missing one of the samamonim, so you chayiv misa. So the Gemara asks in Yuma, that's in Gimel. This guy went in with not all of the samamonim. So he did a biyurei konis. And if you go, al yobi b'chol eis el ha-kodesh, it's a lav d'orais, it's in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, that a person's not allowed to go into the kodesh kodosh of the biyurei konis, pashteitzach, and that. If you do that, you chayiv misa. And even into the heichal, you're not allowed to do a biyurei konis. So if he went in with chisar misamamonim, so he did a biyurei konis. What are you telling me is chayiv misa because of the chisar samamonim? He's anyways chayiv misa because of biyurei konis. Are they correct the Gemara? So the Gemara keeps two tirutzim. Either shogag the biyurei konis vehezid the chisar misamamonim. He was a shogig in that din of biyurei konis. Or the Gemara says he brought in two sets of ketores. One was a full set, so he had a full set, so it wasn't reikonis. And there was another set that was chisar samamonim. That's the Gemara. Let me see. Achrayim ask on this. Achrayim ask, first of all, there's a machlokes rishonim. If a person goes into the mikdash lehishtachavos, it's not for any matara of avodah, but he's nichnas lehishtachavos. Is he over the love of? Is that called b'erikonis? Because oivazoy, it's not b'erikonis. You could say the case was he brought in a chisar samamonim, but it wasn't b'erikonis. Without saying that he brought in another set. The case of the Gemara is that the Gemara says, how was it not a b'erikonis? There was another full set. What's the avonkam? Was it then? He came in lehishtachavos. It would be a riot to those who showing him that Knisel Mishtachavos L'chud would still be a reconis. Another tagline is that when he asks, it might not be a problem of be a reconis unless he goes in through the main way. Not if he comes in through the Derech HaPishpishim, Derech from the other entrances that are not the main entrance. So they try to work out if it will be a Zau Kinta. Fret the Shagastariye on this Sugya, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do Malacha. This person went and lit the Ketoiris. He's chayiv misa because of the havorah shalom tzorich. The Gemara says you chayiv misa because of chisar samamonim, and the Gemara is asking we should anyways be chayiv because of biyurei konis. L'chayiv there's another shayiv. You should be chayiv misa because you made a fire on Yom Kippur. As I practice shagasari.
Are you chayiv misa on Yom Kippur?
Chorus. You should be chayiv chorus. You should be chayiv chorus for the havorah. You should be chayiv chorus. So you could say he was shogeg, but anyway, the Gemara spoke that out Lagabi the Biyurei Konis. Is that from the Oich Dorchred Lagabi the Havar? Shagazar is all the Richas, Mitoich, he has all the Chesed. So I saw the Stipler, he says, beautiful, he says, Vizois Yavi Aaron, you're allowed to do this Avoide and go into the Kodesh Kodosh and this Seder of the Avoide on a Tuesday in Shvat also. Not only in Kippur. And the Gemara can have a nidin if it's Bir Eikonis, and it's Chisim Rastam Ha'aneh, or it's not Esa Malacha. It's the middle of the week. Lois is bored of the Zois Yoba, you could have a new Kimta, that you don't have the problem that he's Chayiv off the Oynish of the Havara. Now you have one of the Karbonis, you have the Sora Lashem and the Sora Lazozel. There's a very interesting Ibn Ezra. He says, when you want to know the Soid of the Azozel, you have to know it's Achar, the Milas Azozel. And you cannot understand this until you're 33. And a lot of the Achronim talk about what it means until you're 33. There's all kinds of different pshat and what the Ibn Ezra means. They have any volunteers? I'll be younger. Oh, but he says after 33. But he says it's Achar Milas Azozel. So L'chor, what he means is the letters after Azozel. If you take the letters after Azozel, after the Ayin is a Samach, after the Zayin is a... I'm sorry, the letters before. Azazel is after the Soid. Okay, the word Azazel is after the Soid. The letter before Azazel spells out Sukkos. Because we know that that's the Inyan that Yaakov Avinu treffs with Esav, and he separates himself, and he gives the Matana to Esav, which is the Azazel, and he gives the Sawyer to, that's the amount of Matana that he gives to Esav, and then he separates, and then the Yaakov Nasa Sukkos. That's what happens after. Then you get to the Bechin of Sukkos, which is the Kirv al Hashem, which is the whole Matara of cleansing yourself on Yom Kippur. You get afterwards to Sukkos. That's the Chayra, a little bit, what the Ibn Ezra means. But it's a fascinating thing that the Sora Lashem and the Sora Lazozel were both exactly the same. They have to be shoving the Goydil of the Maret, and it's a Moir de Kemosar Haskel. They're both mamish the same. But look what happens. One of them comes Sora Lashem, one of them comes Sora Lazozel. It's Kichitzim the Adgibor, came B'nei Anu'urim, that a person, you could see two people, it looks like it's come out the same, but a small going to the wrong Kibun, and it could have an effect all the way from Gans into a Merchak Mizrach Mimayev afterwards. The pasuk says, "V'chol adam layir ba'oyel moyed." V'chol adam layir ba'oyel moyed when the crying battle goes in. The Yerushalmi in Yuma, and it's also Medrash Rabbah here, brings v'chol adam afilu ka'elu shenemar aleihem udmus pneihem pnei ha'adam. That says even a malach is not allowed to go in to the Kodesh Kedoshim when the crying battle was there. V'chol adam layir. No, not even a malach. So it's interesting because the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Yotes that the Tzedukim of course had a different shita about how to do the Seder of burning the Ketores the first from, and then go inside. And there was once a Tzedoki that decided he wants to do it. He wanted to be Maskemi B'chutz and Machnes B'fnim, and he was Slemach Simcha Gedoyla that he had done it. The Tzedoki the Gemalach, and came a Malach and killed him. So the Rishayim asked, they see Shonim and the Ritz, the Rishayim and Yuma. Even a Malach can't be there. When he went in, how did the Malach come and attack this Tzedekiah? So there's different words to me. He did it afterwards when he came back out. Another kasha that we show him ask. That is a Gemara, Yerushalmi, Gemara, Yuma. Shimon HaTzadik was 40 years a Kohen Gadol, and every year when he would go in, used to come to him a Zokein Echad, some sort of a Malach, obviously that was Lovish Levonim, Va'otif Levonim, and he was Nichnas Imoy V'Yotze Imoy. But on that 40th year, when he knew he was going to die, he was nichnas imoy v'layotza imoy, and he was lova shchoyrim v'otav shchoyrim, and that's how we knew. And it was right after Yontif, after Sukkis, after Regal, he was cholas zayin yom, and then he was nifter. So frek the Yerushalmi, v'chol adam layiyev oel moyev afilu malach. What was this dmus that Shimon HaTzadik saw? So it's shver tzibizogin, but the mashmoy says that it was a bechin of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a malach. So you have to know in these inyanim what it means. Then it says that the fellow of the Gezach, the Yerushalmi, also asks, V'chol adam lo yiyev oel moyed. So how did the Kohen Gadol go? Avada, that's the thing. The Kohen Gadol goes in. Say V'chol adam. V'chol adam. And again, there's a lashon of a medrash that describes the Kohen Gadol as nishta mensh, nishta malach. He's the Kohen Gadol. It's an ander Gezach. He's a different bechinah. It's a different bechinah. Solution. The Maaseh Asura Sfasemis says interesting teret on the Kasha of the Yerushalmi that the Shimon HaTzadik for 40 years would see the Chayr, the Dumas of the Malach. What happened to him did V'chol Adam L'Yiyah? So it says, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam L'Yiyah Ba'ol Moyed, when he goes in to do the Avodah. If you know the Seder Advarim, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. He would wear Big Day Zov and do certain avodas. Then he would put Big Day Lavan. And that Zov, then again Lavan. The first time that he did the Big Day Lavan, twice with Big Day Lavan. It was Zov, Lavan, Zov, Lavan, Zov. The first time with the Big Day Lavan, he went in a few times to do the Zrika, the Hazoyas Dam of the Par and the Soyer and the Ketoyers and all of the avodas. The second time, he put Zov again, did a few more Karbonis, Machlekes, which once, comes back and he does the Big Day Lavan the second time. The second time, the Big Day Lavan, it's Tzach HaKol for Haitzos Kasamach. It's not a voida, it's a voida. It was to go, he has to do it, he has to Big Day Lavan to do it. He would be Moiti the Kafa Namachta. That's not the voi Yala Koidish to Lefnei Hashem to the voida. Zok Tispas Emes, that's when Shimon HaTzadik met the Mahal. It's fake Mahal. The din of the Chalodim Lagia is only the Erstamal. When it's the voi Lechaper. When it's the Chalodim Lagia, the voi Lechaper. Haitzos Kafa Machta is a voida, I'm sorry, it's a voida, but it's not the voi Lechaper. And that's another teret, what it meant that Shimon HaTzadik met the Malach. It's Parshas Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. There is an interesting, one last thing in Parshas Achrei Mois, there's an interesting Rikanti, one of the Bishreinim. We know that in all of the Arayas, all of the Arayas are awesome, even the Achra Misa. That says, Chamoistoi, Kalosoi, arise based on marriage, even if the marriage was terminated, the Isser of that Isha is still Asr, except for Achois Ishtoi. Achois Ishtoi is different, Achois Ishtoi is based on the concept in Yavamas, Achois Ishtoi is Mutu La'achar Misa. The Ramban explains it's because the Inyan of Achois Ishtoi was only literal that two sisters shouldn't be fighting, they shouldn't be Tsorois Zuzu. If one of them is dead, then you can marry the sister. But the Rakanti explains it differently. He says it's a bechina of yibum. Azoyvi, when a brother dies, there's a mitzvah to marry the other. The other brother should marry instead. By sisters, it's not a mitzvah, but it's a heter. That is by yibum, you get the heter of Eishes Ach, litzorif the mitzvah. By achos ishtoi also with azah bechina be'oifen reshus, but it's a bechina that it's matir the isra of achos ishtoi that he should take over and take the other sister. State Apostle Dog, especially in Kedoshim, Lithnei Iver, Lysite Mikshah. Lithnei Iver, Lysite Mikshah. Skidua, there's a Diak in the Sefer Achinach, and a Benyoyna Oichet in Ovis, that the love of Lithnei Iver is only to a Yid. That you shouldn't be Machshil, another Yid. It's the Lashon that they use. And the Pella is, it's from Furshi Gamornish, that's like, more Pesachim, Chul, and other places, Zor. Minayin that it's Oster to be Moishit, a kois of Yain to a Nazir, or Eiver Menachai to a Benoyach. And we learn out that there's an Isra of Lifnei Eiver, even to a Goy. And the Lashon of the Chinuch for Benayin is Mashma that there's no Lifnei Eiver to a Goy. Shver Zach. So there's a Mahalach in the Achroinim, Rabbi Chonon talks about it, Rabbi Chaimoy, there are other Achroinim, they talk about it, Panish Bezrov has a Riches on this, that in the Inyan of Lav of Lifnei Eiver, first of all, this Pshutei Shal Mikra is if you see a blind person, not to put a stumbling block in front of him. That's mamish, literally Pshutei Shal Mikra. Or Vaita within the realm of Pshutei Shal Mikra, even if he's not blind, but I could want him to put a stumbling block in front of someone. Then there's also, you shouldn't give a person an Eitzorah. To give someone an Eitzorah is also Lifnei Iver. You're able to love the rise of Lifnei Iver. But then it's also Mavur, like this calling this Gemara, to be Machshel someone in a Chet. To give Yayin Menozir, Hever Menachai to a Benoyach. You being mashlim in a chait. Now, the pashtus, that's the same idea. It's an eitzarah. It's a mikshal. A mikshal that you're going to fall and break your knee. A mikshal that you're giving bad advice, you're going to invest in the wrong thing. Or a mikshal that you're telling another to have a cup of wine. It's a mikshal. It's all the same thing. Oh, but they learn in Amish. Lifnei iver leisit a mikshal of an eitzarah, or of putting a stumbling block in pshuta, is the binodam lechazeroi. The lifnei iver of being machshel someone in a chait, giving the yain lenazir and even menachai, is a bein odom lemokoyim. You being mar bechait ba'olam. The Eberson doesn't want chait ba'olam. By giving him hachshol bechait, that's also making chait ba'olam. That's really not the bein odom lechaver. And lefida they want to be machadish. The avlo of lifnei iver that's a eitzarah or kepshuta a michshel. That takel rabbi yoyin the bechinuch they say is only between another yid, between a yid and another yid. This that it's mavur, that it's also the hoishet eiv menachayil ben noyach, is yet in union of Lifnei Iver. Now, first state, every hachshola of looking evil to another yid is about the both inyanim. It's also the etzera, but it's also the inyan of mar b'chek ba'olam. That inyan is not vichtig if it's a yid or another good. Under a yid, under a good. Al pidas yisoy is not an akuda. The chinuch writes that you don't get malchus for looking evil. He says it's a lav she'ein by ma'aser. Then he says you have to be mafalta. What if you did it in the oifen of ma'aser? There's a famous klal when a lav she'ein by ma'aser, and you grabbed did it in the oifen that it was a ma'aser, but you get malchus. A big topic. That's what the Chinuch says, that it's lav she'ein by ma'aser. But the Ritva and Yevamos, Tafidalit, and the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, they say the reason there's no malchus on the lav lufnei iver, because it's a lav she'bechlos. It's a lav she'bechlos. What's a lav she'bechlos? Lav she'bechlos, there are certain lavin that include more than one inyan. Like Samar al Damriach, it's a famous name of the parsha. It means kamazachim. Lav of lufnei iver is a lav she'bechlos. So the emphasis you can call, what do they mean? The Ritva, the Rama, what do they mean that Lifnei Iver is a Lav Shebachlomas? So Kipshuta, the Beer is, like we just explained already, that Lav Lifnei Iver includes Kipshuta, the stumbling block. It also includes Eitzah Raw. And it also has this other aspect we just described, that it's being Mar B'Chet Ba'olam. It's a Hechshol of Chet, which is an Eitzah Raw about it. But it's a Ruchnis Tekinim of being Chet. So there's three in Yonah already we mentioned, yeah? We can say a little bit different. The Shver Zatzal and the Hagoyis and the Ritzvah and Yevamos over there and the Pedali. He says, Lifnei Iver has 613 facets to it. Because the Lifnei Iver of being Mashal someone in Chilul Shabbos is Chilul Shabbosik. And the Lifnei Iver for Nevi Menachai is Nevi Menachai. And he brought other eyes that a Lifnei Iver for Avoy Dezora has the din of Avizrayid Avoy Dezora. It's Avoy Dezora. That's what it means, this Lav Shebachlomas. But it's based right on the part of the Funim Shabbos. This Nakuda that Lifnei Iver by Chet, is that you're shepherding with that chait. That's why even to a benoyah, because the ma'isa, you're bringing in that chait. So ibazoi, for every chait, it's a different chait. Ibazoi, the lifnei iver also, is on kol chait v'chait separately. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the Flamid Beis, Rav Huna kora shirai ba'ampi rabba brei. Rav Huna ripped a beggar in front of his son Rabba. He wanted to test him, to see if he's going to get angry. Correct the Gemara, how can you do that? Maybe he's going to get angry, and you're being oiver lifnei iver, because if Rabba, who the son, is going to start screaming, they're getting upset at Rav Huna, he's going to be machshel and kibbut ab. So how could he take the risk? He was testing his son. But how could he take the risk? He might be machshel and kibbut ab. So the Gemara says, he was moichel mitchila on his covet. He was moichel. So Rav Yisrael Shlanter asks, he said he was moichel on his covet to kibbut ab. What about midas? He might be machshel and kas. What about the midah of kas? What's up? He wants the boyos that there's no lifnei iver on midas. It's a whole vort. Because the Gemara asked that l'chayr, how could he take a risk of testing his son if he's going to get angry? Mitzad the essay of kibbut av. Tosfos over this says sarach loymar that he was moichel on his covet that he already told him that Rav Huna already told earlier his son Rabba, not that he's going to rip a beggar, but he had told him that he's moichel on his covet. Because if he didn't tell him in advance that he's moichel on his covet, then Soif Kol Soif, when Rav Huna's going to rip the beggar, then Rabba's going to get angry and do something that's connected kibbut av. He was nichshel already, at least without realizing, because the Gemara says, Haniskaven lechol basar chazir, va'olse biyodei basar tleh, you need a kapar. They say, some of the shaggy is under that. But here, if a person wanted to do an Aveira, rather turned out in the end it didn't. Right? It's a miskaven to do an Aveira, and the derech called machshava ra, and a kodesh baruch hu metzar for the ma'aser. But that's just if you had a machshava ra. But if you had the machshava ra and you did it, you did a ma'aser, you didn't do it, you did a ma'aser, you ate, fled. You thought it was chazir, and you wanted to eat chazir, and you ate, fled. You need a kapara. No, so he thought he was doing the hachshava of kibbut av. Zaptois must be he was moid already, he had moid him already from before. But it's a chiddush this place, because who says this listening either on Niskabel Echel Basar Chazir, also beyond the Basar Tle? You want to give someone, you take Tle and you give someone, you say, hey, have some Chazir. After he finds out it's Tle, you will marshal him in Niskabel Echel Basar Chazir. State and Tois the idea that is listening either on Niskabel. I've heard. I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman said the Chiddush Ladina. You have a ma'aser in Hilchas Yichud. There's a din, an isha that bayla ba'ir in certain ma'asanim. Then it's mutter in certain whatever. There's more gedarim and details what's necessary. But And certainly find in this cases when it might be a problem of yichud, but if it's ba'il of ear, not a problem. If it's ain't ba'il of ear in such scenarios, it might be a problem of yichud. They have an isha that is ba'il of ear, and someone's coming in that has to speak to her, who's not the Zahar Grace at Tzadik, and he's not someone that's really nizer and hilchus yichud, and he would be going in anyways. It's vichtig for her to tell him, zos to this, and it's ba'il of ear. Because if he doesn't know that, then he's not doing a problem of yichud, because ba'il is ba'ir, regardless whether he knows it. Oh, but he's misgavim lachis and isser of yichud. Right, it's not. Oh, but she's being machshel him in that. She has to let him know ba'il ba'ir that it shouldn't be lifnei iver of misgavim lachal basar chasim. What?
So the neighbor is passive.
Yeah, you have to know what you know what the theory is. Bitzedek tishpoit amisecha. The Baal HaTurim brings over here that Bitzedek tishpoit amisecha. He has a whole thing here that on Monday and on Thursday is tzedek. The mazel of tzedek is shoylet, and that's why Dafka Bezdin is supposed to be open on Monday and Thursday, and that's why Besul and Nisus Liam Revi that it's Dafka on Monday and Thursday because Bitzedek tishpoit amisecha, and it's a remission over here. Ah, this is the month. That's interesting. Toysis has the kasha that it says Besul and Nisus Liam Revi, and by Kedushin it says Ha'isha. Why it says with a hey? Oh, Sak Trutzen. About stirring up an under carrot. The Mishnah says Besul and Nisus Liam Revi. That's the Tzvan Zosofia manner. So it's brought down as a Ramah in Simon Samach Dalid in Evan Ezer that there's an Indian, a person supposed to get married the first half of the month. Dafka, he's supposed to get married the first part when the Levon is going up. Hazosh taking Ramah. And I saw in Sfarim they bring a remez to this din because Besul and Nisus Liyayim Ravi. Besul and Nisus Liyayim Ravi is Rosh Hashanah Levon. And that's a remez to this din. The Zohar Chabad says, Pashat, you can't ask the Zofstein Ha Besul. The Nisus Given Rosh Hashanah Levon. Up to Pashat, the Rosh Hashanah. Noch HaTerek Tirkash. Lo Yisamoyed Al Dam Reyecha. Very interesting Kiddush. There's a din of Lo Yisamoyed Al Dam Reyecha. So the Gemara learns down Sanhedrin. Minayin, that if you see a person's toivei benar or a chayigoy rosto, a person's in danger, he's drowning, or an animal is attacking him, an animal is mamash already schlepping him, or a listim is coming, yimachuyiv to be matalim. Shenemer, loistam el adam reyecha. Frekti gemara, v'homei hocha nafze, you need to learn that from loistam el adam reyecha. It's poshat ashtobus aveida. A guy's drowning, he's being attacked by an animal, by listim, it says you have to save him, because loistam el adam reyecha. Frekti gemara, what do you need this poshat for? If anyways Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gufo is Zichroichet, Hashavas Aveda, you mechuyiv as Hashavas Aveda. Enter the Gemara, you take a ride, you would anyways be mechuyiv to do it as Hashavas Aveda. But as Hashavas Aveda, you wouldn't be mechuyiv maybe to spend money on it, only Bechina. The Kiddush is like Samad Adam Reyecha, you even have to spend money. It's a whole shali if you get the money back, you could want him to pay you back afterwards, or not. And the Pasuk says, Achronim Lernof, that Avada, once like Samad Adam Reyecha was Megala, that you have to spend money. So if it's a scenario that such a thing is happening, a guy's drowning or in trouble, and you don't save him, you not only were over like Samen al Damriyacha, you were in fact Mevatel Hashavas Aveda. Meaning it's a gila that Hashavas Aveda is Oichit Mechayiv. But I wouldn't have known that. I would have thought that Hashavas Aveda is not Mechayiv, you only not to spend the money. Now first, an interesting Zach, Shaykh the Kedushin. The Lashon of the Gemara was, if you see a person Tevea Benor, a listen by an olive, Oichaya Rabolov, that an animal is running towards him. So the Bir Agro, it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch this halacha in the end of Chayshim Mishpat, the Bir Agro said, the Lashon of the Gemara was Chayu Goy Rosai, that an animal was mamash schlepping him already. And when Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam brings it in, they say an animal is running towards him. Who says that's already Nichlal and Lissamid Adam Reyes? So he said, it's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ches. Kelev Rotzachareh, is a Kelev Rotzachareh, and he says, she says, save me, right? And he wants to go save her. And he says, if you've been Kudish to me with the Hanoah, then I'm saving you from the Kelev. Sofik in the Gemara, Teiku. Gemara on Kedushin Daf Ches. And the Gemara says, maybe it shouldn't be a Kedushin, because he's anyways Mechoyiv to save. So if you're going to see, he's Mechoyiv, and even though it's not Goyer Rossi, there it's Kelev Rot Achare, it's not Goyer Rossi. I told him in the Sugi Ben Daf Ches, I had a thought once to learn different, that's good for the Gemara's Shaila. Meaning, if it would have been Chai Goyer Rossi, then it would be Vade in the Mekudeshes, because then Vade is Mechoyiv. The Gemara's suffix there was, what about Kelev Rot Achare? Do you say he's Mechoyiv? And then Taka Tzvah Kedushin, because he's Mechoyiv? Or no, maybe the chiv is only taka when it's greater rosh. Like that's maybe the tzvodim of the shayla there. But that's then tukum and darten the sugis on dafches. But now, very interesting chiddush, fascinating chiddush that comes out from this Gemara. You see from this Gemara, where did the guy get? That loisamen al damriyasa, the Gemara asks, what do you need to come on to it? It's anyways Hashavas Aveid. You see a person in danger, drowning, he's intact. Hashavas Aveid. The Gemara after they have asked, what do you have to need a pasuk for loisamen al damriyasa? Anyways, Hashavas Aveid. So the Gemara carries. Also Hashavas Aveid, you don't have to send them on. First a chiddush from the Mechas Chinuch, and then a chiddush from Abshalom Akuda. And Rav Moshe, and Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein and Shuvah is chilek on both of them, mamish, very sharp. But the Mechas Chinuch says a chiddush, what if a person wants to commit suicide? By Hashavas Aveda, if a person was ma'avid be yadayim, a guy threw his stuff, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, he took his chesed, and his family threw it out. He said, he doesn't care, there's no Hashavas Aveda. Zogt im Mechas Chinuch, there's no Hashavas Aveda, and there's no leisamen al dam reyecha on someone that's trying to commit suicide. And this is grounded in a few cases. You can have the case that the guy already jumped into the water to kill himself. Now he changed his mind. He wants to be saved, but he had already done an action of, or let's say he took poison and you have a way of saving him to give him something to stop it. Well, for care, let's say the person didn't jump yet to go try to stop him from jumping. Zogt im Mechas Chinuch, he has a raya from the Gemara that there's no Hashavas Aveda, not only by Momin, but also by Guf, and the Ruadin is no Leisamen al Damriyecha. Because if there would be Leisamen al Damriyecha, why can't the Gemara answer that's the Tarek, that you need the Chiddush of Leisamen al Damriyecha, by Ma'abed Atzmon Adas? Now, the end of the Shverus, to give us details, is in Ma'abed Atzmon Adas Alein, first of all, you have to know, Lachari, he's doing an Aveira, or he did an Aveira. Let's say he already did the action that's going to make kill him in the next few minutes. He already did an Aveira. Which Aveira? So, big Machalikis, there are Rishon that hold he's Oibel Sirtach, you're Oibel Sirtach of Zichalein. Others say, no, it's only Baltashkes, so there's other Yisurim. It's not so fortunate that it's like Sirtach of Zichalein. But it's Zichar, it can grace the mitzvah, this nish. Now, Lachar, if you're going to save him, you're saving him from the chet. You're supposed to also try to save someone from doing an Aveira. You have it, you know, over here, if he was Ma'abed Atzmoy, if you're going to save him, so someone's telling him, you anyway can save him because he attempted. But Abad, I think it's a bigger Aveira if you attempted and were Matliach than if not. So saving him, try to saving him, saving his life, is being matzal from being nifsal in the chait of either by sirtzach or whatever chait it is to be ma'abed atzmon adas. And this guy, also the other thing, yeah, it's a little different, yeah. But that's the Mechas Chinuch chiddush that it has the same garam as the Shabbos Aveda. Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Hagoyis, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chochem Shleima, in Chochem Mishpat, in Tav Chavov, that's where this halacha is. He says even a bigger chiddush. By Shabbos Aveda, there's a din of Zokin ve'en al-Lefi Kvoida. Zokin ve'en al-Lefi Kvoida is not Mechigan Shabbos Aveda. Zokte, who was in Lestam Rav Amriyacha? See the guy drowning? Zokte, Vedel Tichvoy, Nochi. Zokte, Vedel Tichvoy. He says, because if not, the Gemara should answer. The Gemara Kasha was, when we were Lestam, we came to Hashavas Aveda. This case is, kids, the two examples, there's no Hashavas Aveda when the person was Ma'avid B'Yadayim, and there's no Hashavas Aveda by Zokte, Vedel Tichvoy. If there is Lestam Rav Amriyacha, so the Gemara should say, you need the Pasuk for that. Ramosh is Shtar Choylik, on the Nakuda Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says, Pashim Eben Negeya. Because the din of Zokin Ve'en Elif Yichvoidoi, if I state that everything is relative, you could have a zokin that might not be lechichvoidoi to save a small amount of money or a small thing, but to save a life, for his own life, avadah, it would never be a madad that, oh, it's not lechichvoidoi to do that. And eimel lechichvoidoi is all in relative to what you're trying to save. At 11 from a mensh, it would never be, there is no zokin that's not lechichvoidoi to save a person. There is not that much rating. And in Dinsa Choslan, the Mechas Chinuch, there's a shalom, how much you have to spend for the Samar al Damriyacha. What if it will be a sakana for an Aver? Someone dying? Not Ma'abed Atzmon Adas. Back to the regular case. Someone is in the danger of dying. The only way to try to save him, you're putting yourself into a suffix, that you might lose one of your Avarim. He's going to die, you might break a leg, lose an eye. It's a big shayla that Roinim vivai keik bechiv from leistamid al damriyata. And again, you have to know if the mitzvah the gedarim of Hashavas Aveda would be mechayiv you. If Hashavas Aveda would be mechayiv you, as I said. Mitnei seva tokum vadarta pnei zokein. The Gemara in Kedushin, learned that Seva means an old person, and Zoke means Deshekona Chochmo. Seva means an old person, and Zoke means Deshekona Chochmo. And there's two different chiyuvim. A chiyuv to be mechaved, stand up for, and be mechaved an older person. And a separate din of Zoke and Deshekona Chochmo can even be a Yonik B'chochem, even if he's younger. On the other hand, the Gemara Darshan Spacheret, the Chinuch brings us Rashi that Zoke means the old person. And Seva means the Talmud Chacham. The Nafkamina would be, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Ben Shishim was Zokein, Ben Shivim was Seva. Standing up for an old person is from 60 or from 70. It would be totally whether you learn Zokein is the Talmud Chacham and a Seva is the old one of the character. Whether you have to stand up for someone who's 60 or 70. Although the Emes is like Samach Roinin, you have to stand up ready for someone who's 59. Or 69, depending if you learn 60 or 70, why? If you do it, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek, Tesvov, Halacha Bey says that a person is supposed to get married at 17. A person is supposed to get married at 17. Before we said 33, now we said 17. A person is supposed to get married at 17. So everyone asked, the Mishnah says, Menshmoy, that's where Lachopa. So one Malach is because in those days there was a year between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. So since Ben Shmoyne Esri L'chuppah, the Rambam is saying you should do the Kedushin, 17. But another mahalach is that when it says in the Mishnah Ben Shmoyne Esri L'chuppah, it means when you're entering your 18th year, which is when you're 17. But Fidze Be'emes, when it says in the Mishnah Ben Yud Gimel L'mitzvahs, it also means 12. And in the Chanam, because we don't pass in like it, L'gavi that din. But, B'zoi Ben Shishim L'zitna and Ben Shivim L'seva would be 59 or 69. Now there's another thing to stand up for. A Talmud Chacham, we said, even if he's Yonit B'Chacham, after Chachma. Then there's a din of an Eishes Chaver. Eishes Chaver, you stand up for the Eishes Chaver, it's at the covet of the Baal Torah. But the Chaver, the title of Eishes Chaver, is because she has a Shaychus and a Schus to his Torah. And by this right away, the 90-year-old God Lador Zivik Sheni marries an 18-year-old, so then right away, she's Eishes Chaver now. She's Eishes Chaver. But what about the Isha of an old person? She's young. If she's old, you also have to stand. If she's old, she's young, but she's married to an older person. There's no din of Eishes Zokei. Because what's the kunst? She was Mazaka. It's not something that she's selling suit to that Maya Hazikna. When she's an Eishes Chaver, she has a Shaita to that Torah. There is a shaila in the Achronim that you maybe have to stand up for an Eishes, an Isha Maskelis. An Isha that's a Yedea Sefer, an Isha that knows it's a shaila. If it's a Milo, that she has Yedea Satoil. Does that not start? But that's the question. Let's say you have to stand up for the Isha that's an Isha Maskelis. Do you have to stand up for her husband if he's not a Talmud Chacham and also not old? Say it again. So the Rabbah is not a din in that schus. Now you have to know how far Eishes Chaver goes. The type I was just saying, the Mori de Gemaisa. I think it was with the Rogatchev's Almona. It wasn't with the Rogatchev. Yeah, I think with the Rogatchev. It was one of the Gedolei. The klal was in the Shtetlach in Europe. There was a certain maskoret that a Rav from Shtot would get, and even if he was nifter, the almona of Eishes Chaver would still get a certain percentage of the salary. A pension as well. The wife would get it also. Now, the Rav Shav wasn't Sam the Rav from Shtot; he was Rabbi Shachol ben Agoyla, and of them he got even more. And the nidin was, does his wife get it? There's a din of Eishes Chaver. But what about if Eishes Rash Kibahag goes up to the darga of Eishes Rash Kibahag? They say she still suit to that darga of the Maila. And they went to one of the Gedolim of the times, and it was Gepastin. Eishes Chaver Kichaver, Eishes Rash Kibahag is Rash Kibahag. It's Yenna darga, because she's still in the suit to Yenna's Torah. The Gemara says, you have to stand up even for someone who's zokin amarat. I saw a chiddush to kipshat. Zaken Amoret Kipshuter means Zaken Amoret, but I saw, no, it means the Zaken who's the Rav, who's the Talmud Chacham. But you have to know there's a chilek. There could be a Zaken, someone that said that he had been a Rav in his shtot, where it was Gargar, a clean shtot with Gargar. Amratim Lamahajim. So you have to know, there could be a Zaken of Talmud Chacham, the Rav from the shtot, the shtot is a shtot from Talmud Chacham, and then there's the Zaken from Amratim. Over the years, as I'm all given after a Zaken, that's the kind of Chacham, I've liked, I Rav Dorten, Normit Yenis Dorten, Severt a Zaken am Ha'aretz. That's the Eiskijut. One last shayla, I wasn't sure. I was clearing the word. I still brought down there's a shayla. We said if you have to stand up to someone of age from 59, 60, that is more than as chokma. How much chokma can they give him for hair before? You know, you have to stand up. But of age, so sometimes it can be obvious from the mara how old the person is. That it's mukhiyev. Is it din of kima of hidra of chiyuvim? What if you're not sure? What if you're not sure? You see a guy? We have a spekin din also because we have a tfach now of 11 years, anywhere between 59 and 70. We don't know what the shear standing up is. But whatever that then is. Let's see how first, you're not sure? You're not sure? You can go ask him. Say, he's coming towards you. You have to stand up. You're not sure. So the Rashi Chumra, what's the... So I still put down, I'm throwing the handle. First of all, he had the Chazaka. He had the Chazaka that he's younger. He's a lot of younger. He's a Chazaka that he's younger. And also Roy. That's someone with the handle. You could be Mako. So the Rashi Chumra. We have Roy and a Chazaka. So, Chazaka doesn't listen. I just want to say one Ha'orah, I've got to be Roy. Well, you have to know the population thing, but let's say Roy people aren't above 70. Over 10-year-olds don't go into that Shaila. And I'll explain. You have a Shaila with Basar. So this is Mamas Basics in the other day, there in Sfakis. You have a shayla with basar. There's a mechanus that's boicher and it's teishachem. It's basar treifa, echad basar shchuta. All these cases. Let's say you have a story with roiv. Roiv is shchuta and a little bit of treifa, but all the treifa meats are like a triangle, and the kashan eats some are triangle and some are squares. The square ones don't go into the cheshbon of the beis hasofek. It's not in the cheshbon. Or bechal that this mishnah machshirin, a tinoik that's found in the ear, mushlok the ear. You don't know what. Who is, if he's from Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Nochri, Nochri, Mechtal, Mechtal. It's a whole sugya in Baba Kamen, it's a Mishnah, Machshir. Let's say it's a shtot with Weisse Yidden and Schwarze Goyim. There's a myth of Weisse Yidden and Shtot and a Roiv of Schwarze Goyim, with the baby Schwarz, or Weiss, or Fakir. The Chayra, something that's not a tzad in the Beis HaSof. Or you know, the Mishnah says in Ksubis, the Mishnah in Ksubis, a Naira was Nemsa, and you want to know who was Ma'anasar. Was it from a Psule Kahal or not? You say it's called in Roiv of Ir. In Roiv of Ir, Masiyan Lekahuna, she could be still Mutta Lekahuna. Roiv of Ir includes also the little girls in the city? Or maybe even a bigger Kiddush, even the 90-year-old, even girls, or even. What goes into the Cheshbon of the Beis HaSofik? I mean, there are the Gemara's Rabbi Yeshua, I just want to say one to do with it. In the base of whether you're not sure if someone's 70 or not, 10-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 30, and but often mukhlat, younger-looking people don't go into the shayla. So then I don't know if it's roiv anymore from the people that are suffic if they're 70 or not. I don't know if it's roiv one way or the other. I'm missing. Sorry, and suffic the from